Peace. Okay, good evening, everybody. It's 8:30 exactly on my phone, which is the real satellite time. We are learning. Welcome back to our Share Wednesday evening learning. We are learning Lilui Nishmasa and the Zecher Nishmasa, Miriam Frund, Miriam Bas Chaim Yitzchak, Alaha HaShalom. May her neshama have a continuous aliyah in the merit of our Torah. May she be an advocate for good, to end this mageifa from Knesset Yisrael, from our communities, from Eretz Yisrael, and from the whole entire world. Halavai, we should only be zeuche to share besuros, tovos, yeshuos, and news of refuah shalema for all cholim besoch sha'ar cholei Yisrael. So here we are. I decided to start with, I do have prepared in the Sefer. We are talking about recognizing with pure amuna that everything is from the Ribono Shel Olam. And as I've already mentioned for the past couple of weeks, I think that it is more relevant to us than ever before, because we see how nothing belongs to us. And by nothing belongs to us, we mean truly nothing belongs to us. But I actually thought I would start with a Pesach thought. Okay, who's ever making noise, please sit in a quiet space. Since this is our last class before Chag HaPasach, which is known as Zman Chirusenu, the time of our freedom, halavai, it should be the time of our freedom this year, I want to share some Pesach insights. I wasn't even really going to do this, but I went for a short walk with my son today. He was on his rollerblades and I was walking later in the afternoon around 5:30. It was really nice just to get some fresh air. And he told me that on a Zoom call today with my father-in-law and the grandsons, everybody contributed something. And one of my nephews from DRS told over such a beautiful Dvar Torah. My nephew's in ninth grade in DRS. And my son Shmuel wasn't able to tell over the whole thing, but he told me the basic idea. So I came home and I called my nephew. I said, Eitan, can you please share with me the Dvar Torah that you told over on the Zoom chat with Zaidi today? So he told me he found it online. I asked him to just send me the link. I said it'll be easier. And I haven't shared this anywhere because I first was made aware of it at 6:30. But when I first heard about it from my son on the walk, I wanted to share it with you. It's from Torah.org. This is told over by Rabbi Yehuda Prero, P-R-E-R-O. The funny thing is I Googled his name just to know who it was. He's actually one of the members/chazan at the Pico Shul in Los Angeles. I spoke at the Pico Shul two falls ago as a scholar in residence. So I want to specifically share this Dvar Torah with you because A, I never heard it before and I thought it was very beautiful. B, we are a chabur of women who are learning together for so many years now, being mechazik each other and drawing strength from Torah. And this specifically relates to the koach of women on Leil HaSeder and the koach of women in general. I thought it was very, very beautiful. So Rabbi Yehuda Prero begins by quoting the Arba Lashonos of Geula that are mentioned in Yehuda Prero. Rabbi Yehuda Prero begins his Dvar Torah by quoting from Sefer Shemos, Parshas Va'era, the beginning of Perek Vav. Okay, so the pasuk says Hashem comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem is going to free the Jewish people, and Hashem says Lachein Amor L'Vnei Yisrael. So you shall say to the Bnei Yisrael, I'm Perek Vav, pasuk Vav of Sefer Shemos. So you shall say to the children of Israel, Ani Hashem, I am God. Vehotzeisi aschem mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. I will take you out from under the burden and oppression of Egypt. Vehitzalti aschem me'avodosem. I will save you from the burden of work. Vegaalti aschem. So it's such a beautiful Dvar Torah. You could all share it at your Seder table 1 week's time, Amish. 1 week's time, we're going to be sitting down to Leil HaSeder, one of the holiest nights of the year. It will be very different than everything we are accustomed to this year, but nevertheless, it is Zman Cheiroseinu. We do have a mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov, and we have to try as much as possible to bring ourselves to a place of Simchas Yom Tov. Valtzeisi aschem mitachos sivlos Mitzrayim. I'll take you out from under the burden or oppression of Egypt. Vehitzalti aschem me'avodasam. I will save you from the hard work. Vaga'alti aschem, I will redeem you. Bizroa netuya uvishvatim gedolim, with an outstretched arm and with great wonders or great judgments. Pasuk zayin, lakachti aschem li la'am, I will take you to me as a people. Vahayisi lachem le'elohim, I will be for you a God. Viyadatim ki ani Hashem, you will know that I am Hashem. Elokeichem, your God. Hamotzi aschem mitachos suvos Mitzrayim, who takes you out from under the burden of Egypt. Pasuk ches is the fifth lashon of geula. Vehivesi aschem mal ha'aretz. Unfortunately, we are still waiting Almost 2,000 years after Churban Bayis Sheni, we are waiting for the fulfillment of "I will bring you to the land that I swore to give to the patriarchs." We are still waiting. So we have here in this passage Arba Lashon Oskula, what are famously known as the four terms or the four languages of redemption. Votsesi, I will take you out. Vitzalti, I will save you. Vigaalti, I will redeem you. Vilakachti, I will take you to me. Four Lashonis of Geula. Corresponding to these four Lashonis of Geula, we drink four cups of wine at the Pesach Seder. The fifth Lashon of Geula has not yet come to fruition, and therefore the fifth cup is reserved for Eliyahu HaNavi Zachor LaTov. By the way, one of the reasons this parsha, this Shabbos is known as Shabbos HaGadol, is because in the Haftorah we read, Hine Anochi Shaleach Chacham Es Eliyahu HaNavi Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Anora. Eliyahu HaNavi will come to proclaim that the Messiah has come to redeem us. That's one of the reasons this Shabbos is known as Shabbos HaGadol. Lifnei Bo Yom Hashem HaGadol V'Anora. But anyway, here I go. I'm quoting from Torah.org. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda Prero. So he begins by quoting the Lashonis of Geula. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am Hashem, and I shall take you out from under the burden of Egypt. I shall rescue you from their service. I shall redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I shall take you to me for a people. I shall be a God to you. In these two verses, I printed it up. I asked my nephew for the link. He sent it to me. I printed it up so I could read it to you clearly. In these two verses, we find what are termed as the Arba Lashonot or Arba Lashonis Geula, four expressions, languages, or terms of redemption. God said to the nation of Israel, using four different expressions and promises, that they would be taken out of slavery in Egypt. Therefore, we drink four cups of wine. On the night of Leil HaSeder, we commemorate our redemption. Each expression of redemption that God uttered corresponds to one cup of wine. Like David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kos Yeshuos Esa Uveshem Hashem Ekra, when a person has salvation, he lifts the cup of wine. Since we were saved in four different ways, we raise one cup of wine per Lashon of Geula. However, right, so that's the basic common reason of understanding that we raise, drink four cups of wine corresponding to Arba Lashonis Geula. That's right in the beginning of Parshas Va'era, chapter 6 in the book of Shmos. However, the Shla, the Shnei Luchos Abris, gives another reason. I was zocha to be at his kever, this past summer. The Shla gives another reason. On this night, we celebrate the birth of the Jewish people as a nation. Just as an aside, Rav Shimshon Pinkos writes in one of his Sfarim, why do we always refer to Yetzias Mitzrayim? Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim this, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim that. Kiddush Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim in every day in Birkas Kriya Shema, right before Shemona Esrei, we talk about Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Az Yashir Shvi Shel Pesach, which is a remembrance to Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we say every single day of the year, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or a fast day, we always say Az Yashir. Why are we always referring back to Mitzrayim? So Rav Shimshon Pinkos explains very beautifully, this is because there were two actually Brios HaOlam, if you were. Don't take that literally, don't get nervous. There was one Brios HaOlam, it happened in Sefer Bereishis Perek Aleph, one creation. Rav Shimshon Pinkos says, for Knesset Yisrael, for Am Yisrael, for the Jewish nation, there was in a sense another Brios HaOlam, and that was Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim. The moment we left Egypt, we were created anew. We were given lifeblood as a nation, Avar alayich ve'erech misboseses ve'amar b'damayichai yecheskel perek tazayin. Hashem passed over us and he saw us rolling in our blood. This is blood mila and blood korban pesach. And Hashem took us out of Egypt and he said, through that blood you shall live, through that blood you shall live. Yetzias Mitzrayim, Rav Shimshon Pinkos says, was the birth of Am Yisrael. So there are two, he doesn't say two Brios HaOlam, I'm sorry. He says there were two Maisa Bereishis, so to speak. There was Maisa Bereishis for the whole world. That's Perek Aleph, Perek Beis, the creation of the world, the creation of Adam, the creation of Isha. That's Bereishis for the whole world. Now, Rav Shimshon Pinkos says there's another Bereishis. There's a Bereishis unique for Am Yisrael. That Bereishis is the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was for us when we became a new creation, so to speak. We became a nation bound to the Ribono Shel Olam. Lachtach acharai b'midbar b'eretz lo zaru. The minute we said, I don't know what I'm going to eat, I don't know what I'm going to drink, but I'm going to follow God into the wilderness, it was a new creation. creation. It was a bereshis. It was a new creation for Am Yisrael. And that's why Rav Shimshon Pinchas explains, I don't remember which sefer it's from, but it's definitely Rav Pinchas. That's why we're always referring back to Yetzias Mitzrayim. So going back to Rabbi Yehuda Prero's piece, the Shlach gives another reason that we drink the four cups. On this night, we celebrate the birth of the Jewish people as a nation. We just tied in Rav Shimshon Pinchas. We read in the Haggadah, by the way, Rav Pinchas was killed Erev Pesach. There was only about a day of Shiva and a car crash with his wife and 18-year-old daughter Chaya. We read in the Haggadah about our forefathers. Avram, we say, originally worshipped idols. He came from Terach. His son Yitzchak had two children, Yaakov and Esav. Yaakov ended up in Egypt, where his son Yosef was. So we read in the Haggadah about our not-so-illustrious past. We read in the Haggadah that we came from Terach, and our fathers were idol worshippers. However, of course, we leave that state to become Am Yisrael. Continues Rabbi Prero, quoting the Shlach. However, we do not read of the contributions of our foremothers to the development of the nation of Israel. That's just true. Please, whoever's making noise, please stop. Please, I say with the most admiration and affection and true love for all of you. I miss you all very, very much. But I beseech you to either press the mute button or sit in a quiet space, okay? So we do not read of the contribution of the foremothers to the development of the nation of Israel. However, the Shlach teaches, are you ready for this? Each cup of wine represents one of the imahot, one of the imahos, one of the matriarchs. Fascinating. The first cup of wine, of course, is by Kiddush. We pour the cup of wine. We are Mekadesh Yisrael, while the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mekadesh Yisrael Vehazmanim. And then we make a Shachianu, which, by the way, Be'azros Hashem, this year I think that bracha will have a very impactful Rachman Al-Sam meeting to so many of us, so many, unbelievable. The first cup of wine is used to recite Kiddush. We sanctify the day. In Kiddush, we read that Hashem sanctified the nation of Israel with his mitzvos, which makes the Jewish people unique. Now, which matriarch does this correspond to? So the Shlach teaches the first cup of wine, which is held and then drunk by Kiddush, corresponds to Sarah Imenu. Sarah was known for her efforts to spread the word of God to those who previously worshipped idols. If you look up in Parshas Lech Lecha, chapter 12, Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Hei in the book of Bereishis, you will read that Avram took the nefesh asher asu b'charan, the souls that they made in Charan while they journeyed. What does that mean? The souls that he made in Charan. So Rashi says there very clearly, Avram was megayer the anashim, v'sara megayeras as hanashim, and these souls are the people that they brought under the wings of the divine presses. Shehichnisum tachas kamfei shchina. Abraham converted the men, so to speak. Sarah brought the word of God to the woman, and these are the souls that they brought under the wings of the Shechina. So Sarah was known, going back to the article, for her efforts to spread the word of God to those who previously worshipped idols. It is with Kiddush, sanctification, Kiddush, Mekadesh, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh Yisrael v'hazmanim. It is with Kiddush, when we speak of the sanctification of Yisrael, that we commemorate Sarah Imenu, who exerted efforts to bring others into the fold. Second cup of wine. The second cup of wine is poured. So, you know, maybe you have this also in your house, depending which Haggadah you use. When exactly do you pour the second cup of wine? Do you pour before Halach Ma'anya? Do you pour it after Halach Ma'anya? Okay. The second cup of wine is the cup of Magid. Magid is to tell. Magid is the lengthiest part, if you will, of the Seder. Depending on how long you spend telling and how long you spend on eating Shulchan Aruch, but Magid is one of the longest parts of the Seder. We tell Magid the second cup of wine corresponds to Rivka. How so? Well, he writes, we drink the second cup of wine after we have told the story of the birth of our nation. We have read in this story, Magid, Avram originally worshipped idols. We read how the nation grew and developed, that even though the Mitzrim tried to oppress us, something peculiar happened. The more we are afflicted, the greater Knesset Yisrael grows. Rivka's life, Rivka Imenu, the second matriarch, progressed in a similar fashion. She was born into a family of idol worshippers. She comes from Lavan and Besuel, not in that order, Besuel and Lavan. And she grew to be, nevertheless, one of the matriarchs of Israel. In fact, that's what Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parshas Toldos. Rashi tells us that she comes from a place of Rishayim, and her family was Rishayim, and all the townspeople Rishayim, and nevertheless, she was a tzadekes. She, too, came from idol worshippers, yet she grew away from that to become one of the imahot of Bnei Yisrael. And that's why when she turns into, or I say, moves into the tent of Sarah, Yitzchak loves her, end of Perech of Dalet, Pasuk Samech Zayin, and she is Sarah his mother. What does it mean, she, Rivka, is Sarah his mother? So Rashi says the brachos of Sarah returned to the tent when Rivka married Yitzchak. There was a bracha mitzuya be'isa, the dough was always rose exponentially, and it was always fresh. The ner daluk me'erev Shabbos le'erev Shabbos va'anan kasher al ha'ohel. This is the last Rashi too, Perech of Dalet, Parshas Chayisar and Bereishis. When Rivka returns, when Rivka enters the tent of Sarah as Yitzchak's wife, all the blessings of Sarah return to the tent. That's why I keep saying return. Rivka, however, came from idol worship, just like in Magid, we talk about our dubious beginnings. In the beginning, our fathers were Ovdei Kochavim. Why do we bring that up? Because it's nice to be a tzaddik from birth and remain a tzaddik, but to start in a place of idol worship like Avram, the Rambam in the beginning to Hilchos Ovdei Kochavim, the Rambam, Maimonides, describes Beferish that Avram's family were idol worshippers, and the Rambam writes, you could all go look it up, he gives a biography of Avram Avinu, Avram worshipped along with them. That's what the Rambam says. So if you're born a tzaddik, and you're always a tzaddik, and your family's tzaddikim, so you remain a tzaddik. But if, I'm not knocking anyone, by the way, who's a tzaddik, chas v'shalom, but if you come from, God forbid, halavai, we should be zocha to stand at their toes. But if you come from a place of Rishayim, if Avram was an idol worshipper, and then we came to Lechtach Acharei B'midbar Beretz Lo Zeruah, that's the path of Rivka, says the Shla. She was born into a family of idol worshippers, Besuel and Lavan. She grew to be one of the matriarchs of Am Yisrael. With the second cup of wine, therefore, by Magid, we commemorate Rivka, who overcame an idolatrous background to become the mother of the Jewish people. By the way, I'll just tell you, my son started to tell me this on the walk. He didn't remember all the details, which is why I contacted my nephew. I wanted to make sure to get it right for you. But interestingly, I thought when my son said the first cup is Sarah, Kaddish, and the second cup is Rivka, Magid, I thought the reason was, I'm just providing an alternative interpretation, I don't know if this is right or wrong, but if you look up in Perech of Dalet, okay, which is the parsha of the Shidduch, when Rivka, in fact, is found to be the matriarch, one of the things we learn from Eliezer is when he goes into the home of Besuel and Lavan, Rivka's mother, and he wants to tell his story, he specifically says he cannot eat until he tells his story. And one of the things we learn from there is that a person must first offer the story of thanks to God. He wants to tell her he met her by the well, and she feeds all the camels water, and he gives her the jewelry, etc., etc. But he says he won't eat until he tells the story. That's exactly what we do on the Al Seder. We too do not eat until we tell the story. So how interesting that the second cup of wine corresponds to Rivka Imenu. So the first cup of wine is Sarah. The second cup of wine we have is Rivka Imenu. She came from idol worshippers and she grew to become the mother of Knesset Yisrael. Okay, one second. I just want to see something for you. I'm trying to look up something for you. Here we go. I wanted to get the exact lesson of the pasuk for you. Okay, I turn to Bereishis Perchof Dalid Pasuk Lam and Gimel. So again, I'm proposing this. It's not written down in the article. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it makes a lot of sense to me. On Leil HaSeder, we do not eat. Shulchan Aruch comes after Magid. Well, look what happens when they bring Eliezer into the house. Vayava ha'ish ha'baisa, perichav dal pasuk lamed b'iz. The man comes to the house. Vayiftach ha'gmalim. He unbridles the camels. Vayitein teva u'mispo. And they give them straw and food for the camels and water to wash his feet and the feet of the men who are with him. Perik pasuk lamed gimel. Vayusam lefanav la'echol. Vayomer lo ochal ad im dibarti divarai. So they give him food. You must be exhausted. You had a long journey and you're tired and maybe there wasn't enough water for you at the well from Rivka. So they place food before him and he says, I cannot eat until I have spoken my piece. And they say to him, speak. And he begins by saying, Eved Avraham Anochi. So how interesting it is that on Leil HaSeder, the second cup, as the Shla teaches, corresponds to Rivka Imenu. It's Dafka, the story of the Shidduch, where we read of her tzidkus, the entire parak of Dalet. She's worthy to become a matriarch despite her dubious beginnings. It is here, how powerfully, that we learn from Eliezer that first you tell of the miracle, like we do Magid, before you eat. Okay, third cup of wine. The third cup of wine, one second, I have to pour some water. The third cup of wine, I could keep talking. The third cup of wine is, after going back to the article, after we conclude the grace after meal. So after we, one second please. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shel Hakol Nehiya Bedra. Esther, I know it's your bottle still because it's your size. Tisku mitzvos ulamaisim tovim. Even when we're apart, you manage to bring me water. After we conclude the grace after meals, Birkas Hamazon, okay, after Shulchan Aruch comes Barech, we drink the third cup. I don't know if anyone could relate to this, but you know, by this point, when you're at the Seder table and you think to yourself, do I have to drink more either grape juice or wine? You had the karpas, Baruch Hashem, and you had the motzi matzah, and you had the korech, and you had the maror. Hashem should forgive me. I'm just pointing out that sometimes you're very full by this point. Then you had shulchan arech, and then you had afikomen, which is your dessert, and then you pour the cup of wine. Okay, Baruch Hashem for another kos. After we conclude the grace after meals, Birkas Hamazon, we drink the third cup. The third matriarch, Rachel, was the mother of Yosef. Why do we drink this cup of wine corresponding to Rachel after Birkas Hamazon? Because Yosef assured the entire land of Egypt would have sustenance during the years of famine. He was the sustainer for the entire land of Egypt. It is fitting that we remember Rachel, the mother of the one who sustained Yaakov and family and an entire nation after we have completed our meal. So perhaps that's exactly the point. This year, I never learned this before. I never shared this before either. I first heard about this at 5:45 this evening on my walk, and I thought it was just tremendous. So this year, when I'm very full, and I come to drink that third cup of wine, Be'ezros Hashem, should all be well, and Zoche to come to this time. So you will remember, that's right, you're drinking it when you're full. Why? That's exactly Yosef HaTzadik. Despite the difficulties and despite the famine, Yosef, with his wisdom, Paro says, have you ever seen such a man who is so discerning? Paro is so taken with his wisdom. Yosef sustained everyone and made sure that they were full. Yosef's mother was Rachel, and therefore, corresponding to Rachel, we drink the third cup of wine, Davka, to show our satiation. Next, finally, the last cup of wine, Halal, is drunk, right? Halal nirtza. So we're going to be magid, rach, tamotzi, matzah, marakarach, shochar, arach, tzafun, barech, is rachal, tzafun, barech, halal nirtza, halal. The last cup of wine is drunk after we complete halal. The praises of God. It's the only night a year, by the way, when we say halal, Leil HaSeder, a very unique night. We begin halal before the meal. We end halal after the meal. There's many interpretations as to why we do that, by the way. One of the interpretations, I believe, brought down by Rav Soloveitchik, is because the preceding the chapters of halal that precede the meal, B'tzeis Yisrael Mitzrayim, we say, Beis Ya'akov Me'am Lois, are giving thanks for Yitzias Mitzrayim and the miracles that happened in the past. The halal that is recited after the meal with the fourth cup of wine is for miracles that will happen be'ezros Hashem in the future. In other words, the ultimate geula. Okay. The last cup of wine is drunk after we complete halal. Halal is praise of Hashem. So why does that correspond to Leah so beautifully? Because Leah, upon the birth of her fourth son Yehuda, end of Perachov Tes in Bereishis, I believe Perachov Tes Lamed Hey, last pasuk of Chates, Leah said, what did she say? Hapam Oda Es Hashem. Leah recognized with the birth of Yehuda that she had been given so much. She figured, Rashi says on the Gemara Masachas Brachos, that she figured there are four matriarchs, There should be 12 tribes. Every matriarch will get 3 sons. After she had Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and she had Yehuda, Leah recognized, I took more than my share. I got more than I thought was coming to me. And what does she say? Hapa'am oda es Hashem al kein kara shemo Yehuda. This time I shall thank Hashem. Therefore she called his name Yehuda. Why did Leah thank God after the birth of her 4th son? Oh, so the article says, the answer is she realized, okay, he tells you what I just told you. When she had her 4th son, she realized she had more than her share. Of course, she was thankful with each child. But with Yehuda, Leah knew she received something truly special, above and beyond what she should get. Therefore, she thanked Hashem when Yehuda was born. It is fitting that after we finish thanking Hashem for taking us out of Egypt, when we recite Hallel, and like I just mentioned, quoted, I believe, by Rav Soloveitchik, that we thank Hashem for, oh, Shani Gerlis just texted something amazing to me, okay? You should all know that my phone is on airplane mode. I am not checking my phone or texting on my phone. I just leave it next to me in case somebody needs to send me messages, only because it's on Wi-Fi, so I see it in the house and we're not actually learning together. But Shani just texted something very cool. If the Shlach teaches, it's kedai for me to share it with you. If the Shlach teaches that Leah corresponds to the 4th cup of wine, because Hapam Oda Es Hashem, it's quite interesting to know that Yehuda was her 4th son. 4th kos, 4th son, corresponding to Leah, which is the essence of Hapam Oda Es Hashem. Therefore, she thanked Hashem when Yehuda, the 4th son, was born. We drink the 4th cup of wine. It is fitting that after we finish thanking Hashem for taking us out of Egypt, we remember Leah, who taught the Jewish people how and when to say thank you. In fact, the Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, Zion, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, teaches that until Leah, nobody in the world said thank you to Hashem until she came along and thanked Hashem. So not only will we drink that 4th cup of wine, should we be thinking about the past and giving thanks for everything that happened, we should also be thinking about the future redemption that will come as well. So each cup of wine that we drink on Leah HaSeder corresponds to one of the Imahot, one of the Imahos. I thought it was very, very beautiful. I wanted to share it with you. With this theme, I wanted to go over with you, continuing with the Koach of women on Leah HaSeder. I think it's particularly important. So often we talk about the Koach of women. I'm not talking about this at all from a feminist perspective. That's not what I mean. This is at all. Purely from Torah perspective. And when you look at Yetzias Mitzrayim, what we really see is that even women seem more behind the shadows in a sense. Moshe was the leader, Aaron was the Kohen Gadol. We know much less about Miriam, per se, from the Torah text. Nevertheless, it's the Koach of the woman in every generation that redeems us from Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is not only the word Egypt. Of course, the root word is tsar, like tsaros, difficulty. And if you change the Nekudos, it's also Mitzarim, which means between the straits. And when the nation of Israel finds themselves in a difficult place, tsaros, when we find ourselves either in a literal Mitzrayim or a proverbial Mitzarim between the straits, like you could say we are in now, Rachmana Litzlan, may the merciful one save us. That's what that means, by the way. Aramaic, Rachmana is the merciful one. Litzlan should save us. Hatzilenu. So we have to remember, and believe me, I'm telling to myself right now, that it's the koach of the woman, the amuna of the woman, that gets us out of hard times, that allows us to persevere and continue in hard times. You know, Kriyas Yamsuf was Shvi Shal Pesach. So when we talk about Kriyas Yamsuf, we have to remember we're still talking about the Yom Tov of Pesach. And you all know the famous Pasuk from Tesvav, Pasuk Chaf, in Shemos. I'm just turning the pages of my Chumash, that's what you hear. Okay. Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, takes a tambourine in her hand. Don't forget that the woman also sang Shira. Not just the men sang Shira on the Al-Kriyas Yamsuf, but Tana Miriam, which is Shvi Shel Pesach, and Miriam sang out to them, Shiru Lashem ki goa ga, asus v'rachma, rachva, rachvo, rama vayam, sim tashem. He is exalted above the haughty. He hurled horse and rider into the sea. And Rashi famously says, what do you mean the woman went out with tambourines? Rashi famously says, and I know that this probably Rashi is not a chiddush for you, but I think that we're in difficult times now. Not I think. Let me revise that sentence. We are in very difficult times now. And those four cups correspond to each one of the imahos. So even if it's behind the scenes, the Shla teaches, even if we don't speak about them directly on Leil HaSeder, we have to know that it's their koach that is transmitted in each and every generation down to us. No wonder Chazal say, "Bishus Nashim Tzidkan Yosha Ba'oso Hadar Nigalo Yisrael Mimitzrayim." And the merit of the righteous woman in that generation, Israel was redeemed from Egypt. Again, Nigalo Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Mimitzarim. Israel is redeemed from the straits, from the difficult times. It is our perseverance. It is our koch to not give up. Even though many of us may find ourselves in very difficult situations. There's a 3-day Yom Tov coming up. It's so painful. And you're going to be alone. Like, I mean literally alone. With Hashem. Oh, with Hashem. 3 days. No Zoom shiurim, no teleconference shiurim, no base knesses. We're going to start the Seder with Halach Ma'ani Diachalu Avasana, Kol Dichvin Yesei V'Yechol, Kol Ditzrach Yesei V'Yifsach. And this year, there's not going to be anyone else there. Some people, for the first time in their lives, will mamash be alone amongst the many women. And even if we, Baruch Hashem, are not in such a matzav, we all find ourselves facing unprecedented challenges, whether it's in the work front or the home front, the medical front, the psychological front, the emotional front, the fear of the future. I'll tell you, if I was a woman, I don't know, standing by the Kriyas Yamsuf, and I had, you know, the Egyptians on one side, I shouldn't say Kriyas Yamsuf, I should say if I was a woman standing by Yamsuf, and the Egyptians were on one side, and the churning sea was on the other side, maybe I would have thrown away my tambourine. Why was I thinking to bring a tambourine? We are caught between a rock and a hard place. Caught between a rock and a hard place, and the pun is intended. Nevertheless, not only did they not throw away their tambourines, they held on to them. Where do they even have tambourines from? Shri Shal Pesach means we're 7 days after Yetzias Mitzrayim. That's what we call the last day of the last days. If we weren't in Chutz Arts, we would only have the last day. The last day is a commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim, of Az Yashir, of Kriyas Yamsuf. So every day we sing the Shira of the men. Just like on Leil HaSeder, we talk about the Avos. What about the women? Betupim uvim cholos. The women all went out with tambourines and dances. Muvtachos hayu. Listen to this lashon. Muvtachos hayu tzidkanu shebedar. Muvtachos from bitachon. Bitachon. These women, not women. Muvtachos hayu tzidkanu shebedar. The tzidkanios, the righteous woman of that generation, had so much bitachon, so much trust, so much certainty. Shall kosh baruch hu osol hem nisim. Nisim, what does nisim mean? Lamalam in a teva. When all hope seems lost, when every world leader says we don't know when this is going to end or how it's going to end, when every doctor says we're overwhelmed and we don't know what to do, Muvtachos hayu tzidkanu shebedar, shakosh baruch hu osa lahem nisim. The righteous women on that generation were certain that Hashem would do miracles. V'otziu tupim mimitzrayim. They took tambourines out of Egypt. In the chaos, in the mayhem, you know, they too were facing amaka. Ein bayis, asher ein shamis. There was not one house. I know the Yidden were spared. But don't forget that 4/5 of them died. 4/5 of the Jews died. If about 2 million went out, do the math. That was only 1/5. Millions and millions, Rachman son of Jews died. Rosh says, Befeirs, they were Rasha'im in that generation. They didn't want to go. So the Jews themselves were dealing with a terrible pachad and a terrible maka as well. And in the midst of all this, the women said, wait, we need tambourines. Tambourines? What are you people, crazy? There's death all around you. Jews were dying also, not during Malchus Bechoris, but during Choshech. And you don't know what you're going to eat in the desert, just like I don't know how I'm going to get fresh produce for Yom Tov next week. You don't know what you're going to eat in the desert. You don't know where you're going. You don't have enough provisions. You only have enough for right now. I think we need tambourines. Muvtachos hayu. Tzidkanu shebedar shekosh baruch hu osalem nisim. This is the month of Nisan. This will be Lamala Min HaTeva. And we only drink a cup of wine when there is salvation. Kos Yishuos Asa, Uvashem Hashem Ekra. I lift a cup of salvation and I call out in the name of God. And remember the Imahos who also never gave up. Leah did not give up. Despite her eyes were tender, despite the fact that everyone said she's going to marry Esav, she didn't give up on herself or on the Nisim of Hashem. She came to the point where she was able to say, Ata pam oda es Hashem. I have to give thanks to Hashem. And Sara Imenu, with all her years of barrenness, channeled herself into being Mekadesh, the world, through bringing people the awareness of the Ribono Shel Olam. And Rivka left her idolatrous past. You would think, who would ever marry such a woman? She comes from an off-the-derech family. She comes from a family of Kofrim B'Ikarim. Who wants to marry her? And she grows to become one of the Imahos. And that's cup number two. Magid. Go out and tell everybody about the greatness of rising over your challenges. That's Rivka. And finally, Rachel, who birthed the son, who sustained everybody. And these women, these righteous women, took out tambourines. And if I was by Yam Suf, maybe I would have thrown away my tambourine. Maybe I would have thrown away my hope. Maybe I would have said, I'm either going to be trampled by the horse's hooves of the Egyptian or I'm going to drown in the sea. Sometimes today, we look around us, if we want to be honest. And of course we work on Amunah and Bitachon. Of course we work on Amunah and Bitachon. But we too don't know what will happen. But we must take inspiration. In a subtle way, the Imahus are there with us at the Leil HaSeder. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has such a beautiful teaching in his Likutei Sichos. Why does the Pasuk say, Vatikach merim hanavia achos aron satov biyada? Vateitzena kol anashim. Okay. So the Lubavitcher Rebbe in his Likutei Sichos has a very beautiful pshat. And he says, why does the Pasuk say Miriam the Nevi'ah, the sister of Aaron, took the tambourine in her hand? All the women went out after her with tambourines and dances, and Miriam called out to them, sing to God, he is exalted over the exalted. Okay, so he has such a beautiful vart that's such in line with the teachings of the Lubavitcher Rebbe and his whole worldview. The Lubavitcher Rebbe's worldview is that every single person makes an impact and is able to make an impact. It's brought down in the book Rebbe by Joseph Telushkin. Lubavitcher Rebbe said, if you know Aleph, go out and teach Aleph. In other words, someone could think, I don't have what to offer to the world. He said, everyone has something to offer. Whatever you know, go teach. Even if all you know, I'm putting that in quotes, because to know Aleph is a big deal. Even if all you know is Aleph, go share that learning, that light, that Torah with somebody else. So what does he say on this Pasuk? All the women went out after her. Miriam was the most famous, of course. Miriam is the only named woman from all these anonymous women. And they could have left it up to her to sing Shira. Miriam, you go sing Shira to Hashem. We don't need to sing Shira. We'll point you as the Shaliach. You can do it for us. We'll sit home. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, what do you learn from here? They went out after her with their tambourines, with their dances. A person cannot put the achrayus, the responsibility of contributing to the call on somebody else. Every person has to take upon themselves to make a difference in this world. Those women could have said, Miriam, you sing Shira for us. We're not going to get involved. Everyone took their own tambourine and said, I myself will come out and sing Shira. I myself will dance to Hashem. I myself will become involved. I won't leave it up to only Miriam. And it's something that we have to remember, especially today, in whatever way we can still make a difference in this world. Don't leave it up to somebody else. Whether we can get involved in chesed, involved in tzedakah, involved in making a phone call to somebody you know, Rachman al-Tzlan is alone, if you're healthy enough to run errands for somebody else, whatever it is, don't leave it up to somebody else. L'muftachos hayu sikanyo shabadar, that with our bitachon, when you raise the cup, mamish, such a beautiful var to share at your Seder, think to yourself, the Imahos built Knesset Yisrael. And here they are. I want to go over with you in the last few minutes. What time is it? 9:09. I have some time still, and I would like to conclude Shir with Paraglamet Ches Pasuches. I'll tell you, it's one of my favorite Rashis in Bechomish. And just the way things fell out, I'd never taught it yet this year. Not in Parsha class, not in Pesach class. For whatever reason, I haven't come around to teaching it. Bad hafoch, ba vafoch, ba dekula, ba. We have to turn the Torah over and over because everything is in it. And I think that this Rashi is such a perfect conclusion to our shir. We know that when the Mishkan was created, all the Yidden contributed. And the Pasuk tells us about the kiyar, the laver, I hope I'm saying it right, that stood in the courtyard of the Mishkan between the Mizbech and Nechoshes and the entrance to the Ohel Moed. Vayas es ha-kiyar Nechoshes, ve'es kanu Nechoshes. The kiyar was made of copper, and its base was made of copper. B'maros ha-tzovos asher tzavu Pesach Ohel Moed. With the mirrors of the women who congregated at the entrance to the tent of meeting. This teaching on Rashi is very important to understanding the role that the women played throughout history, and specifically in Mitzrayim. It was the imahos who imbibed the women with the ability to continue. It's the women who give us the courage to continue. It's the imahos who, in their subtle way, appear, says the Shlach, at the Seder table through each of the four kosos. When we say Arba Miyodea, Arba Yini Yodea, Arba Imahot, the four foremothers, the four foremothers. So the women contributed their mirrors to the construction of the kiyor. So Rashi says, Benos Yisrael hayu biyadan maros. You might know part of this Rashi off by heart like me. Benos Yisrael hayu biyadan maros. Please stop, whatever that is. Benos Yisrael hayu biyadan maros. The daughters of Israel had in their possession mirrors. Copper mirrors. Sharo os behen kishus hein mis kashtos. They would look in these mirrors when they would beautify themselves. So imagine that. Thousands of years ago, they were looking in mirrors to beautify themselves. Vaf also no ikru milahavilinid vasamishkan. These mirrors, they didn't hold back from bringing to the contributions for the tabernacle, for the Mishkan. Moshe put out the call, everyone contribute, and the women appear with their copper mirrors. Vahaya mo'es Moshe behen, mipnei shasun li'etzar. Moshe rejected them. Mo'es, mi'us. Moshe did not want to have anything to do with these mirrors because they accomplish the desire of the evil inclination. Moshe did not understand, chas v'shalom, but I mean, that's what Rashi says. Amar lo kodesh baruch hu, the ribono she'olam said. Be mechazek yourself. I'm talking to Michal Hart. She should be mechazek herself. We have an illustrious past. We have amazing imahos who founded our nation, who persevered. We have amazing women who got us out of Egypt because they held on to those tambourines, because when all hope seemed lost, and it seemed like there was no way out, and sometimes today we look around, and we're not sure what way out there is. They all went out singing with tambourines and dances. They didn't leave it up to somebody else. And the Ribono Shel Olam said to Moshe, Kabel, ki elu chavivin alai min hakol. I love that phrase. Chavivin alai min hakol. Who is more dear to God than anything, the mirrors or the woman? Chavivin. The maros were chaviv to God, and the nashim tzidkanios were also endeared to God. Shal yadeim he'amidu anashim tzivaos rabos b'mitzrayim, because through these mirrors, the women's established legions of offspring in Egypt. How so? When their husbands were exhausted with backbreaking labor, k'shayu balei nigeim b'avodas perech, husbands wanted to give up. The husband said, there's no hope. We're finished. We're throwing in the towel. Hayu hochos u'molichos l'machal mishta. The woman did not give up. We cannot give up. We must lift the kos and remember the imahos who never gave up. They went and they gave their husbands food and drink and they fed them. And then they would take those copper mirrors and each one would look in the mirror with her husband and she would seduce him with words. I'm just paraphrasing Rashi. Umishtadalto bidvarim lemor. Anina amimcha. She would flirt with her husband and say, I'm more pleasing, I'm more beautiful, I'm more handsome than you. Umitoch kach, and through this flirtation and through the food and the drink, each woman to her husband, mivi osavale and lidei taiva. Her husband all of a sudden forgot about the pachad, about the difficulty, about the horror of Shiba Mitzrayim, and he came to taiva. And they would have relations. That's what Rashi says. Uvinis kakos lahem, umis abros, the woman conceived, viyoldos sham, and they gave birth there. Shanem ar tachas atapuch, or raticha, like the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, under the apple tree I aroused you, and the kiyor was made with these mirrors. It's a final class before Chag HaPesach. Ba'azos Hashem, mishal bizorcha to Yeshuos, to Besuras Tovos, to Rafuos. But while we're waiting, while we're caught on the shores of the Reed Sea with the sea on one side and the Egyptians on the other side, don't forget our Imahos. And don't forget the righteous woman who, in whose merit we were redeemed from Egypt. And don't forget Benisin Nigalu, Benisin Asidin Ligal. How avayit is our most fervent tefillah and prayer this year, more than any other perhaps. That we should be zocha to such a Yeshua. When you lift a cup of wine on Leil HaSeder, ladies, remember Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, who birthed, who founded, who davened for, who hoped, who inspired, from the beginning of time to the end of time, all of us. Take that bitachon. Take that amuna. Take your tambourine, take your cup of wine, and say, Hapa'am Oda Es Hashem. This time I will complete Halo and give thanks to Ribbono Shel Olam. I wish you all, your families, Knesset Yisrael, a healthy, uplifting, meaningful, connected Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Be'ezros Hashem, we should be zocha that the fifth cup of Vehevesi should finally be drunk this year. Hinei Enochi Sholeach Echem Ezeliyo Hanavi L'fnei Bo Yom Hashem Hagadah V'Anor.